The Marine Advisory Program provides for scientists like Reed Brewer to live and work in coastal Alaskan communities. Brewer's job was to get Unalaskans interested in marine science.
I've gotten people involved in some pretty unique experiences, whether that's standing waist-deep in a whale or going out to Bogusloff Island to do population work with fur seals, to taking local divers on research trips all the way out to the end of the Aleutians.
Brewer also spent a lot of time in the classroom, teaching university-level classes, leading community workshops, and even coaching on Alaska's high school Ocean Science Bowl team. Mandy Anderson is a first-grade teacher at Ingalls View Elementary School. She says she was amazed at the lengths Brewer went to make science lessons exciting for her students.
He actually brought crabs into the classroom. He would dive that morning and bring them in, and he'd come in, you know, during recess. The kids would come back, and it would all be set up.
Brewer says that's the point of the Marine Advisory Program, to find out what the community wants and to let the scientists figure out how to make that a reality.
It's such a win-win program because everything you do, people like love. People are really excited and they want more. And so it's been a really neat position that way.
Brewer says his replacement will have a lot of freedom to reshape the program, just like he did.
I hope they'd make it their own. Each person in the Marine Advisory Program has a very different program, and there's no right way. It's just how you can best serve your community.
Brewer is hopeful that Unalaska will have someone new by next summer. Right now, there's state funding for a replacement, but the focus is on filling an open Marine Advisory slot in Dillingham first. As for Brewer, his job will be a change of pace. After 10 years, he's gotten used to being out in the field, using the ocean as his classroom. Now, he'll be running a distance learning program at Sitka's University of Alaska Southeast. It's focused on fisheries management and farming, and it's meant to teach practical skills.
We went to industry and said, what do you need as far as a skill set, and design courses around that. And so what we're hoping to do is get people the training they need to build up the workforce in Alaska fisheries.
They've got a special set of students in mind, people who are already living in coastal communities and want to stay there. And in that sense, it's not too big of a leap for Brewer. He'll still be working to help coastal Alaskans understand the science behind their ocean resources. But now, they'll be the ones making sure that marine knowledge gets back to their communities. In Unalaska, I'm Audrey Carlson.